Part 2. Waves. The metals that escaped from ancient exploding stars had a further great power when they fell to Earth. Around each of the landed electrons hidden within them, an invisible force field stretched outward. Under normal circumstances, that field was impossible to detect, but the invisible field was often stronger than usual when it emerged within iron. Much of the ancient iron had seeped deep into the planet's depths, and as the planet spun, this iron spun as well. From that spinning, a planet-embracing magnetic force field was created. It spread up from the ground, and although it was unobserved for almost all of human existence, in time the classical Chinese began to detect it. They used some of its power to orient delicate swiveling compass needles for navigation. Most of the world's residents were too poor, and most thinkers were too dogmatic to go any further with the hint provided by these pervasive magnetic fields. But then, in the 13th century of the Mohammedan era, and the 24th century since the mission of the Buddha, and the 56th century of the Jewish calendar, in other words, in the 19th century of the Christian era, that fundamentally changed.